Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent On. Every Monday, the same seat. I love my chair. And I love my guests. And today I'm surrounded by wonderful gentlemen. They have all unusual accents, even the one who seems like he thinks he doesn't have. He mentioned that maybe he has one. Then this will be really very unusual show. And I will ask everybody who listens, who loves Accent On, and thank you again for listening, to switch at 7 to video channel, because only few shows are taped and we are one of them. Then if you want to see Ilona Europa, if you want to see our beautiful, very unusual, very energetic, and very smart, and very colorful guests' faces and listen to the live music, please switch to video channel on LA Talk Radio from 7 till 8 Pacific time, okay? Then we'll be talking, we'll be laughing, we'll be just saying, and we sometimes don't know even what, mostly me. Anyway, but today I think I'm prepared because I have too much brain in this place and talent, and sometimes I'm overwhelmed by that. Then I decided, okay, let's read a little deeper who these people are, and, you know, I don't know. But they all, two of them, they have her own show, radio show, and TV show. Competition, I hate them already. Better they will not be better than me. Then I have another gentleman who said a moment ago that's what he will be doing soon. He will be having his own podcast. It's just lovely. Let's start introducing my guest. Again, Ilona Europa, 3 years, Accent On, running strong, and I'm here every Monday. With me today, very new friend, but a friend with my daughter, Natasha Miraya. People know I'm playing sometimes her songs. Maybe today I will play a short little version of something that she sings. But her friend, she likes him so much. I always heard, Mama, you need to meet him. You cannot believe. He has this energy almost like you. Nobody can have the same energy like I have. But I'm like, wow, okay. Show me the picture. Mom, he's this, he's that, he's this. What a brain. You need to meet him. And eventually, a year later, I'm teaching in Santa Monica in some international great theater school, singing and performing. Then Mr. Renat just is coming, and he was announced, not like there was a surprise. And then I met him, and I will say my daughter was right. The energy that this gentleman has is, I think, bigger than mine, and he has a reason to be energetic like that. I sometimes don't know why I'm so energetic, but I think, Renat, what is your name? Could you tell us with your beautiful accent?
Renat Gabitov.
Closer to closer to the microphone. What is your name?
Renat Gabitov.
Okay, Renat Gabitov. Gabitov,
yes.
If you will be in Russia, you'll be putting accent on another syllable, yes? Gabitov.
No, you actually do it the other way.
Gabitov. Gabitov. Gosh, and I learned Russian language. Okay, how long you are here?
I spent about 3 years in the United States. I went to college in the University of Richmond, and I transferred to USC. And then I decided to drop out to start my own business and to enjoy life.
This is, again, I'm a mother. If my son will say, okay, I just came to America, I was in this great college, then I was even in better college, then I dropped and decided I don't care anymore, I want to experience life. Parents, nightmare. What about your parents? Do they love you for this decision?
They actually do, because I'm becoming slowly self-sufficient. And actually, we had this experience previously when I dropped out of ninth grade.
Gosh, ninth grade?
Yeah. But the reason was a little different.
Are your parents
different
in L.A.?
No, they're not. They're actually traveling around the world, enjoying life. They retired early, and they have this real estate company. They create a stream of passive income, and they basically live everywhere.
That's okay, great. We'll be talking about that a little bit more. Obviously, we heard another voice in the studio, and sound like he's an American. Hello, Jeremiah. What Hello. Is your name?
My name is Jeremiah. And Jeremiah Higgins.
Yes, Jeremiah.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, how could I not? I'm so happy I have you here, and we know each other. We like each other. That's very, very nice.
My accent is California mumble.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Accent.
I don't think so, you mumble, but... close to microphone, that's for sure. Jeremiah, you're one of those, I will not say, you both are a little similar, because when I read your bio before, many years ago, then I knew you a little bit more, we were working together, then I came back to read again a little bit more about your life. Your life is pretty colorful, and like I wrote in my email to you, Jess, we'll be talking left and right, because it's very hard to describe to people in one way, who is Jeremiah? You started at USC also. You...
I did. And my lifestyle, I like to do it like the rock star next to me here.
That will be not, coming. Soon he's coming.
You know, I want to come into Sherman Oaks and just stay for 4 or 5 days.
Oh, we'll let you. We'll let you. You know, the chair is very warm. You can be here with us minimum once a month. That would be great. Jeremiah, if I can describe who is Jeremiah, because from the filmmaking... You were studying filmmaking at USC. Then things were happening, and I want everybody to little bit tell short life story, you know, to the point that we are here. Because not everybody has time, honestly, to read our bios, but we are very unusual human beings, and you're doing life your way, too. Your changes and your directions in life from what you were studying, right, to what you become today, they're like really, really fast forward to different use.
Well, I finished USC, and as you know, it's very expensive, right? So I'm paying for it on my own in 1999, 2000. And I was working for Alex Kitman Ho here in town, who produced The Platoon, or Platoon, won an Oscar for that, The Weight of Water, Broke Down Palace when I was with him. And so I'm working in a, you know, a production studio, and then I finish USC, and all of a sudden my bills are due, and the entire town goes on
strike
for 8 months, or that's what they predicted. So I'm like, whoa, uh-oh.
What to do?
So I had an offer up from a restaurant up in Santa Barbara, Enterprise Fish Company, to come up and become their general manager. And I thought I would just do it for 6 months to pay the bills and then come back to L.A., and here I am. I'm opening in restaurants. And
you didn't predict that right now in a movie we'll be having film that is called Burned. And it's all about life.
That's great.
This is so cool. You know, it's like, why you didn't think about this, Jeremiah?
I don't know. I'm too
okay,
late.
But they are burned. Hopefully they'll burn down, although it's probably a very good movie. I will go and see it. That's exciting. But knowing that everything is happening behind, in like really Hell's Kitchen, but really whatever the movie will be about. But your life is full of like fire, full of an unusual project, and like you said, creating restaurant and managing all these people working in a restaurant, that's a job, crazy job.
Well, I've been so lucky since 2000. I've had, you know, at some years 350 employees, and a lot of those employees were so great, so smart, so successful. They've gone on to other things that, you know, that I can see now and watch them be successful. I've worked with rock stars, as you know. I've worked
have one in the studio. I cannot wait. Yes.
And, you know, I've lost count of how many restaurants we've opened. I'm working on 6 right now. And it's just a great lifestyle. For me, it's perfect because I get to move around a lot. I get to meet a lot of people. It's creating a brand. It's creating music for a restaurant. It's creating an atmosphere. It's getting to meet all these great people and see their dreams realized. So to me, it's really production still. It's almost every day a restaurant is almost like a mini
open
film.
Open book, you know? Open something, and you are creating. Okay, then I think our listeners already hear and see similarity between three of us. We all like to travel. We all like unusual lifestyle that is full of little dangerous decisions sometimes. We like to be around the people. We love people. We like music. All of us And we have music for everybody in the studio too. Okay, we have our wonderful rock star and guitar player and a classical guitar player, flamenco player and producer. And he has his own show. And Jeremiah also has his own show. We'll be talking about this. But he's a German, Polish lady, German, very European. Yes, and Michael, which I mentioned to our guest, whose name is Michael, and your second name is?
Ralph.
No, and third?
my last name is Joost.
Joost. Then you are using only one, of course, Ralph.
Yes. That's my middle name, I just mixed it up.
That's so cute. You don't make me nervous, man. Okay, but anyway, we are representing the Europe. And, of course, we have great gentlemen from Russia originally, Renat, that is something about us in one place that I can say is just the best of Europe. The best of Europe. We cannot say no. I'm very arrogant when it comes to it. And when it comes to you, Michael, I love name Michael. And when you are from Germany, like I said, most Michaels that I know, they're great human beings. Maybe that's not related, but I believe that Michaels are great.
I'm sure you just got lucky.
I hope so, and I want this way forever. But I have Michael Zoom, like I mentioned again, he's one of the bestest producer, and he created whole album for me in a time in America that nobody believed in me. And this gentleman spent 6 months in America. I found him here by calling to different studios and just saying, I'm a singer from Poland, and would you? Most people say, what? You have an accent, whatever. And then left a message in the middle of the night. Next morning, this beautiful Michael's voice, who was just visiting America here for 6 months, like I mentioned, and we just, till this day, we are the bestest friends. He created an amazing album for me, and I just loved him. But you are here for 20 years.
Yeah.
Gosh, and tell us a little bit, where do you live?
You know, I live in Venice Beach, and like I told you earlier, I came here like many years ago for vacation, just checking it out, and I said, I came to Venice, and I like Venice much more than all the rest of America, what I saw so far. So I decided I have to live here for a bit, and I just came for a year, and then, how do you say this, Hotel California? You can always check in but never leave, so I...
20 years later,
yeah.
Did you live in different places or always Venice?
Actually, it's still the same house.
This is amazing. It's beautiful. It's very European also. We like to be attached to the place and to call home. And it drives me crazy because I'm here 25 years and I don't have a place that I call my home because I always move. And it just makes me sick to my stomach. I just want something that I call, okay, that's me. Nobody will get rid of me ever. And it's me. Do you think somebody can get rid of you from the place where you...
I'm sure they would love to. I mean, you guys probably heard that real estate prices in Venice just skyrocketed. Just like Google and Snapchat, everyone came in. So everything is becoming so expensive. I'm losing a lot of friends. I'm losing a lot of neighbors. Actually, I do not like what's happening there.
Is that rent control?
Still rent control. I'm one of the few lucky ones. But even then, you know, they try to trick you out. It's just so much money coming in. In a really ugly way. So a lot of really what Venice is and what it was and what I fell in love with, you know, this artistic structure, you know, also like low income people that are great artists, great musicians, you know, success or being good at something is not necessarily measured in money.
Right.
There's incredible people there and also struggle. Also what I think about Venice, what I feel, you know, there's a lot of people end up there that just don't fit anywhere else in the world. Yeah. You know, that's kind of how I felt too. I'm like, you know, I like a lot of places. I'm really attracted by a lot of places, different people, very multicultural. But Venice was the place where I felt like, okay, this is where I can be whoever I want to be.
Yeah, right? That's for sure.
And so that's what attracted me to Venice, and that's, I think, why I'm still there. I mean, it's also a love-hate thing. You know, there's a lot of things about particular L.A., that I love, but also that really drive me crazy, right? But in Venice, always it was like everyone is from somewhere. And actually, you say people having an accent in America, I think that's what America is about. Yes. Everyone has an accent somewhere. Yes. I mean, there's none original. I mean, the very original would be maybe like speaking Oxford English, right?
Yeah.
But then everyone here has an accent. Even they say the British have an accent. So I think that's...
We are creating for sure something good in this country. A lot of people before maybe didn't make statement of it. I am the one who always believed that we are strength. We are strength in America, and we need to scream a little bit louder where we are from, what we are doing, and in a way, why we are different than most of us, and why we are one of them anyway. And then I just love America. Like you say, that's why I feel so good in this chair. And Accent On and Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe, hopefully brings the coolest people ever from all around the world and living here. Then we'll be listening to you playing. We'll be talking a little bit about your radio and TV/TV show, very new, hot one. We'll be talking with Jeremiah about his radio show, and we'll be talking, of course, right now maybe with Renat, because whatever we say, he's the young kid on the block, and he has this...
With the good handshake.
Yes, great handshake. He's really, really a very powerful gentleman. You call yourself, first and foremost, superhero. He's laughing, but I love the picture that I posted, that you sent it to me to post on the Facebook. And I, in a way, when I met you a little bit, I understand why you call yourself that. You probably want to create something that, when you look back, that you can see yourself as a person who changed so much and brought a lot of good to the world. And then I'll let you talk about these things. Why do you think you are even have right to call yourself superhero and entrepreneur and everything else? And then we'll be talking about your bucket list, which is just the most charming things ever, because you list things that you want to achieve in your life and dream about and fear about. And I never knew about stuff like that in my country. I never had the dreams. I only wanted to have a right to be a singer and have a family. That was two things. And I thought, and I like, yeah, that's really it.
Well, that's a dream, right?
That's a very small but very big dream, yes, because everything surrounds around it as a big dream. And I'm sure Jeremiah has some good, unexpected, maybe, dreams that he would like to reach out for. And I know for sure Mr. Michael has too. Okay, but now let's start with superhero, and I am, like, very serious about it.
Why superhero music, right?
Yeah, tell us superhero. Tell us why superhero. Why do you think you can be arrogant in good way enough to call yourself this way?
I just believe we should not limit ourselves to certain beliefs or what society expects us to do. And well, the only way to disrupt industries, to create a positive force for good, is to actually say screw everything and, you know, try embarrass yourself like I'm trying to do right now on this show.
No, you don't. You better don't, because people will be listening, and it's more than 20,000 people downloading physically this show. Then, you know, I will say it, you better be cool, and they will be listening over and over. Your name will be somewhere always on the Google, and they will find you 15 years later. You better be the superhero that you want to be. That's mama. Mama tells you, you tell us, describe us, what is your goal? You are 20 years old and your goals are crazy. I will go and read a little bit, but you just take it from here. I give you time to describe what is in your head. Why do you think you are so special? Why do you think you have a right to even think this way, the way how you think?
I do not think I'm special in any way. I think that, you know, if I see somebody being successful, if somebody is successful, I ask myself one question. What did that person do that nobody else does that brought him to that point? Can I replicate it? And, you know, for the most part, the answer has been yes. And I say yes and yes and yes to everything. I do not... I'm not afraid to fail, and that's one of the biggest things, and that's why, you know, superheroes, they we do not see it in the movies, but they should fail, and but the reason when they come back up, that's, you know, the triumph, that's what makes them who they are. And so you already learned a little bit about me.
Yeah.
You learned that I dropped out of high school and college and another college. And the basic idea has been always that I do not learn enough from school. I do not learn enough from formal education. And my goal is actually to disrupt the way kids are taught. I think that we should all be happy and should be the main focus. People, teachers should teach happiness, because that's, you know, the life goal for most of us. And we need to be present. We need to be at the moment. And this is why I created a bucket list.
I love it. I love it. And I have also Lifestone. They're two different, like you send. That's, in a way, they cross into each other. But the Lifestone is petrifying, because you put real numbers and money numbers and dreams that next year, 2016, I can call you or you can call us. And you said you want to make first million by the end of 2016. That's petrifying. Yes, That's petrifying. And then you, like, again, by the 22, you think you will be having $100 million. I know your parents are very successful. I know they're very smart people. I know you have all of this in you. But that's petrifying, because I can call you on that a year from now. I'm like, no. Okay, or not. I'm like, wow.
Or can I borrow some money?
Oh, we can. You can invest in Accent On, make a TV show. That's my dream. Oh, I'm sorry. I have bigger dreams right now. But really, I think this is a TV show, you know, to have people who speak different accents, and they're really unusual, great, from artists, from book writers. Okay, 2016, $1 million. Oh, that's a great goal. Nothing wrong with that. How you will get there? Oh, we are learning, people. Okay, let's learn.
So there are many ways to get there. And one of the primary ones is tapping into your network. And this is something that I value probably. This is one of the most valuable things I have right now. I've been developing relationships with the successful people and learning from them firsthand. And you would be surprised how open all of them are.
Yes, I agree. I love that you are saying that most people are afraid to ask successful people about anything because we think that they will not come back to us with answers or help. And I even teach Natasha that. I'm like, honey, you know, you just talk straight, because people who are nice and smart, they want to help. They want to share their knowledge. And I think she's getting there right now. Okay, I agree with you. Okay, then you are making a lot of people being your friends, but you are picking them. Okay, you are not so smart. I don't want to talk to you. You are not so successful. I don't want to talk to. Or you just randomly learn from everybody, plus very rich and famous and, you know, successful people.
It is important to surround yourself with incredible people like you guys are in the room, and I'm very privileged to be here. Thank you. I think the important thing is to find people who have similar passions and similar dreams as you do, and then you talk to them. You understand what is the most efficient way from where you are to where you want to be, that's probably the most prominent thing I've learned.
Okay, but you are saying, of course, Jeremiah, whoever wants to just ask this very young, beautiful, smart boy, gentleman, 20 years for my, he's just man, because he just came back from Russia. He was in China. He I'm telling you, people, he still doesn't say what he's doing, which he eventually needs to tell us. But for real, he's dealing with real world and finances, everything. And he's 20. He's doing life his way. I know you better start talking about it. Do you have questions?
Well, I have a statement, actually. When you said at the beginning that happiness is where you start, I think a lot of successful people that have become successful choose kind of how they want to live their life first, and what makes them happy, and what are the things that they want to get finished and accomplished every day. And I had a guest on my show a couple of weeks ago, Ellen Rohr, who is a business makeover expert. And that's where she says you should start. You should start with, what do I want to do when I wake up in the morning? Do I want to have coffee for 2 hours? Do I want to go read a paper after that? Do I want to go for a walk? And then figure out a job that fits around that and how you can be successful around that time.
And Jeremiah,
and so I think when you mentioned that, I think that's a really good way to start.
And, you know, you mentioned your radio. Then let's just give people a website and all information. What is the radio? It's in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, it's called the Jeremiah Show.
Jeremiah Show. I put all links
and
on my
story
website.
Behind that, but
please,
I won't
please,
tell
please.
It right now.
Yes. Oh, okay. We have time. Everybody switch in 30 minutes to another show.
I'm not just vain. Just don't like, you know.
No, we need to say it. More unusual and truthful the show is, more people need to understand we are here to really say the truth. And
well,
say
for
what
over
we
25 years, I've been, you know, restaurant guy.
Yeah.
I go in and I teach and I train.
Yeah.
And so there's so much behind
great people also
know, that I do and things that I do that get to that point. And so the show is really more just, to me, you know, talking to musicians that make the music right, you know, for the vibe in the restaurant. And then there's so many more interests than just a restaurant. And everybody goes through a restaurant, you know, pretty much every day.
Yeah.
So there are so many personalities, so many artists, there's so many different types of people.
Life stories, yeah.
And life stories, yeah. And so that's really what the show is about. I try to, you know.
We have one hot topic that you send it to me, a few of them, and we'll be we're reaching one, because I like that you also bring life topics, unusual topics, and you talk about this. Mostly my show is so filled with a lot of guests, then we are not going out of anything. anything what's happening in the studio, but well, you have amazing things that I want to talk
about.
Yeah,
most cooks get off and chefs get off work and servers get off work and they talk for hours after, you know, after
what
the
they
shift
read, what
about,
they saw.
Yeah, what happened, who they met, what, you know, what happened at a table that night. And those are the stories that really interest me. You know,
and it's very, very cool because Accent On, again, we'll be very happy to have you minimum once a month if you wish, and we can cross over our guests. We can just capture, because food is a very big part of everybody's life. and like you say, you send me the topic that what happens to us when somebody dumps us or leaves us and we are so unhappy.
Yeah, what food become, do you go
what
to?
Food you are
you
going, what
up,
you are eating,
you
all of
breakup.
Us. We have answers for that. Probably we'll be talking a little bit about this. But we need music. I think we need right now music.
Always.
And we have Michael here and his guitar here. And we know that Michael found his happiness in Venice. He had no question. For a moment when he stepped into this place, he said, that's where I want to spend, hopefully not whole life, but most of his life. And now I want to know also, because I'm coming back. You are German and you even wrote in your bio that it's a very strict way of learning in Europe. We are like whipped by teachers. I was also, which I appreciate right now, that they were this way for me. But to be more free, I discovered myself second time around in America that I don't need to be so confined. I really can do my way, music. And what about you? Your guitar is in your hands. You'll be playing in a second.
Well, I just wanted to say something about, you know, it is very good. I'm really glad for the education that I got, right, and that I learned all the rules. But then it's good to move to Venice and learn how to break the rules.
Yes.
You know, whatever you want to do, whatever is your goal, what you want to achieve or something, it's good to achieve knowledge from other people first and then put it a little bit in perspective, what it means for you, what not means. In particular, for my instrument, it was I learned classical. I was influenced by rock and roll, by many different styles. I work with lots of musicians from all over the world. I learned a lot from African musicians in particular. You know, so you mix all that up and then you develop your own personality. While you're young, you accumulate all this thing and then you kind of fuck it up. I can swear on
that. Yes, you can on this one. Okay, now, what will
I
be
I had to make use of it.
Right? Of course, Uncensored Radio Show. We can do that.
I might not have had otherwise.
That's funny. You're challenging this radio station. Okay, what will be listening to? What do you play?
So I'm going to play the song that my last song that I wrote. I just recently came back from Berlin, was really influenced by the fantastic city. And so this is called The Berlin Walls. It was...
Oh.
So it's brand new. I haven't recorded it yet, so that's...
Oh, we did. We are doing it right now. This is premiere, and Axel has so many premieres on this radio show that I just only can say thank you for letting us listen for the first time for everybody. And title, Berlin Wall?
Berlin Walls.
Waltz, not
yeah,
waltz.
It's in a 3/4.
Okay, we
it,
can
you
dance.
Know, it's a very beautiful city, but it's also really dark with a lot of dark
past
history and everything, yeah. Past and everything, and all this together. I'm very attracted to sad music. I find sad music very beautiful.
You are so right.
It makes me absolutely happy. You know, so that's...
Yeah,
that's
20 years ago, most record companies said no to me because I had too many minors
love
chords.
The minor.
Now, most of them are in minors, from Spanish music for everything. And look at, we are running, minors are running the world. Play this music.
I think the only ones that really get away with major were the Beatles, right?
Yes. Yeah, so, we'll let them.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to play that.
One, two, three. I wish I can dance here.
Thank you.
I don't know what to say, beautiful. But we love it! Wow, the flamenco twist. There was beautiful. Something so great. Oh my gosh, your techniques, you know, and your strings are, in, I don't know, they are very adaptable under your fingers. I don't know what to say, but...
This is a fantastic instrument.
I love the
shout out to Thomas Delgado, a good friend of mine. He builds these things in East LA, Candela's guitars. The fucking best.
Oh.
So, that changed my life. If you guys are serious about a great instrument, go see Thomas Delgado.
That's cool. Okay. That's everybody allowed me to... because I brought this song specially for you, really, Mr. Michael. Do I have it? Faith? It's called Faith. Okay. Because he has a little guitar and good guitars, I will let play a little bit the song. Ilona Europa, Faith. I love this song. But the story behind the song is so sad. Okay, we like minors. That's what we love, yes?
Yeah, minors.
Okay.
Did fall.
Okay, if people want me to cry, I'll be crying. And I sang this song.
We're all crying.
You know, yes, you know, it's so tough because I recorded the song demoing home and then my daddy died. Song really wasn't about him, was really about love and loving somebody so much, being afraid to lose them. And then my dad died and four times I tried to record the song. I couldn't get through the whole session, you know, because I just was
crying,
and I still believe I could do a much better job. But fact is, I love the Faith. I didn't release the song yet. I play, but a few of them. That I love guitar. I love little flamenco. I love the Russia, of course, all Oči Čorné, all the romance, and just... I think life is a little too fast right now for all of us, and we need to stop for a moment, eat good food. What restaurant we can visit, Jeremiah? Can you tell a few names that you were working on and opened for us?
Sure.
To enjoy? Of course.
In New York City, in Summit, New Jersey, in fact, you should try out the Summit House in February or March.
Okay.
We'll be open. I'll be out there for a couple months.
Oh, my gosh.
In Redondo Beach, not so far away, the Azure Grill. North African Mediterranean authentic, really good stuff.
That's the best diet in the world, they say, right now.
Such good food. And we'll be open Azure Grill by December, so you can come check that out. In Santa Barbara, the Cedo Street Cafe and Market. And we're actually using Ariane Resnick's bone broth. She's a Gwyneth Paltrow chef right now. And she created wrote a book called The Bone Broth Miracle. So we're using some of her recipes at the Cedo Street Market and Cafe in Santa Barbara. And if you haven't had the bone broth, it's just like in a cup, like, you know, like soup, like the soup broth. And just, it just warms your body and you can feel the nutrients. And it's just really, really
hungry,
good.
Getting really hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We have one more show to go. Okay. And I know the in L.A., yes? And you're doing something also in Agoura Hills, yes?
Agoura, no.
Okay.
Another one in Santa Barbara, in Goleta. We're doing a Chinese restaurant with my family there.
Look at this. This is like music.
We're doing lots of stuff.
But it's like music, different styles. Everything needs to be done, like the song.
Uh-huh.
Need to fit it in, need to just be a hit. If not, it's a little sad. If doesn't, do you think that how big impact your brain, your way, how you see restaurant in a package, ready to be open, how big really power you have over everything what's going on?
I don't know how much power I have, but I do know that I really research the brand and I really talk to the owners and really try to help pull out from them, extract, you know, what that desire is, really what their ultimate goal is.
Because
how
it's
they
their dream, yes.
It is their dream.
You try
and sometimes
to
it's hard to define your dream, right?
Yes.
You need other people to help you. So I take it very, very seriously. And from every little detail, it's all about the details in anything that you do and do well. And you know, like I said, from the music to the lighting to the silverware that you touch and the napkin that you touch and the smells, the tastes, the staff, you know, it's all, these are all ingredients and
memories.
And each one is approached differently. We did Santa Monica Seafood over on Wilshire Boulevard on 10th and Wilshire. That was a really fun project.
That's really cool.
What we did there was we the Sigliano family is such a great family and long history in this town of selling great seafood, and we wanted to go out to the importers, to the French importers and Italian and all these different English and American importers and find food and specific products from specific seaport regions that you could cook, you know, your fish with. And that was really fun. That was one of the most fun parts of the project.
But now really we are talking about business. This is your business for many, many years. Then people need to know how to find you. 27 years. If somebody wants to hire Jeremiah to make daydreams come true, because I'm sure people have unusual twists when it comes to, I can do better. I can cook this way. I have this way of, you know, bringing my food, which we'll be talking. I love this idea about the gentleman cooking in the dormitory. We'll talk this cute hot topic a little bit later. How we can find you? Give us your
www.hjlrestaurantadvisors.com.
Okay.
HJL Higgins Jones Liebfried Restaurant Advisors.
And everybody goes to Axenon and Axenon TV. That all links are there. Information. When we want to find the dreamer, the superhero, the young entrepreneur who lives life his own way, and how we can get in touch with you, Renat?
The best way would be to find me on Facebook. It's R-E-N-A-T, Renat, and G-A-B-I-T-O-V, Gabitov. And I have a lot of content there. I'm also starting a YouTube channel. I was at YouTube Space LA earlier today, and that was absolutely phenomenal. You guys should take a look. It's amazing how many resources they have for content creators. It's amazing, and it's all for free. For everyone who has a certain number of subscribers. That's just amazing.
That's what, okay. Then if I may come back to a little bit topics from your lifestyle, I just love what you said. Then you mentioned that you want to build and create and you want to reward mistakes. What does this mean?
I think that we all of us need to fail and fail again until we succeed. I think that the most learnings that we get from life is not from doing something well, doing something successfully, but actually making mistakes and trying new things out. Because without failures, you cannot reinvent, you cannot achieve, innovate.
But you are 20 years old. Did you fail already?
Yeah,
you
so
did.
Here's a funny story. Okay. Well, I did not fail. I actually think that I succeeded in failing.
Okay, I like that.
So okay. It depends on how you look at this. Previously, I was talking about, you know, trying to embarrass yourself until the moment when you actually do not care and you feel 100% comfortable with yourself. And when you achieve that state, I think it's the best state there is.
You're right. You are free. And the same Michael mentioned that in Venice, you felt like you could be whatever and nobody cares, which means you can become whoever you are because
absolutely.
You are not worried about what people will say. But Jeremiah, with your business, probably that's very scary because you really need to always think what people think about everything what you do, and you need to listen to them, yes? Because that's a business. Different freedom or the same freedom? You think you have the right to be free, like Renat says, or...
Well, I mean, they need to be free to develop and build a business, but then they're also... For a restaurant business, there are principles that need to be applied.
Yeah.
So for me, it's letting them dream and then putting those into operations that standards and principles that work for them, so that they actually have a business in 5 years.
And Renat, you mentioned that outside of the millions of dollars that on the 2016, we all will be calling to Renat and say, "You better make it poor." I'm so nervous for you and excited because you can fail. That's the one that you say, and you reward yourself with another $100,000 maybe, you know, when you fail to make 1 million. But you mentioned also that you want to be a spiritual.
Yes.
Spiritual. Are you religious man?
I'm not, and this is a good thing. Not a good thing. It's an interesting thing because I feel like I am spiritual, but I do not believe in God necessarily. So by being spiritual, I feel like I do meditate every day. In fact, yesterday I was meditating on the top of a mountain for about 35 minutes. Was a beautiful girl beside me. It was fantastic. I was really experiencing life. But when we talk about being spiritual,
you never leave a woman behind you when you are on the top of the mountain. Maybe when you are 20. But when you're older. That's funny. But why she was behind you?
Excuse
that's
me?
Woman. Why the woman was behind you?
Beside me. Beside,
oh, beside,
beside
you, not
me.
Behind.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Did she enjoy? Did she enjoy you being so intimate with the situation and meditating on the top of the mountain? Was she part of it?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, she definitely was, and this is something I learned from my friend Guy. He says basically there's no point to not necessarily not point, but he wouldn't like meeting with people with friends with his best friends somewhere for a casual coffee or for dinner. He wants to experience life with them, and that's one thing I learned from him. So I was coming here to Los Angeles for a conference called Kairos Global Summit, and I opened my email as I landed to Los Angeles, and I see urgent. Okay, I opened that email from my best friend, Guy, and it says, "Hey, bud, I'm coming tomorrow. You should meet me." And this was incredible. Being spontaneous, experiencing life, and experiencing life with people you care about. That's something I truly learned from him. And I really recommend you guys all to not only... know that there are loved ones out there, not only talk to them and ask about what they care about, what, you know, what difficulties they're coming through, but go experience life with them, go through your bucket list with them, because looking back, You will never remember how you were in that Starbucks cafe, you know, drinking lattes and, you know, talking about life. But if you go skydiving or if you...
Yeah, it's true. You know, you're right. And the second show that we are starting in 15 minutes, I really will be asking you a more like serious question about how you want to change the world. What do you think? What is your business about? How you run your business? Talk about people who are helping you, or how you give the load of unnecessary luggage or baggage that business brings on your shoulder to somebody else, to care about them, to free you to think and create income and create more ideas. That's very, very interesting. One thing before we have like 6 minutes before we need to finish this show. One thing, and then we'll move to my guest. You said no refined carbs. How this could be part of your... And Jeremiah, what do we think about this? And of course, Mr. Michael.
You can tell by looking at me what I think about that.
We love carbs. Love carbs. Me too. I'm trying to lose weight. And okay, Michael, you are very good, and you know, tight man too. And look at this young boy. You really don't need carbs.
Well, that makes me be in the moment. That makes me be the most energetic. And I actually eat about 6-7 times a day, so that my level of energy is constant.
No sugars, no red meat. Drink 4 liter of water, which is like 8 glasses of water. I'd be peeing all the time. I don't know.
It's that's just what happens.
Crazy. Yes. Okay.
And then, there's a certain type of water you need to drink too.
Oh, okay. There's with electric something. What is the certain water? Where is the youth
like
water
this one.
Place?
Naturally alkaline. Okay. Hawaiian water.
The word Hawaiian. Okay. Then you need to drink 4 liters of water. Drink only 30 plus minutes before and after food.
Yes.
He has his ways of life, you know, and I don't know how we can... Somebody's calling. I don't know. Do we want to pick up the phone? Okay, let's see. Hello.
Hello, is this Dr. Pat Allen?
No, it's a wrong show, I think, but thank you for calling, and this is Accent.
Who am I calling? Is this the theater?
No, you are calling to LA Talk Radio, Accent On, and you need to just change probably number. Okay, thank you.
Oh!
But then you say, okay, everybody... He has this, I need to read this more, but again, everybody watch video channel, because it's really interesting. I know he's young, he's exciting, and we little older people look at him like, I wish I can do this now, but I'm a little older, I cannot be free, I cannot travel, I cannot do everything what this young man. We had all of these dreams once, but then we narrowed down our needs and necessary stuff. We do, and
don't
I want to
them,
talk though. To you, we cannot
why
lose
is that the case?
Because we have babies and you have a dog and you cannot move everywhere, you can take this thing, and then you have debts, then you have issues, and you have life problems. You have. Then the things that you say is so beautifully free, and probably idealistic, then I don't know how really you think you can go and stretch your and allow yourself to not what we are talking about right now and just be more really serious, more beat up human being like we all are after 40 especially. I don't know. Or you will be the one happy one, which we all wish you the best.
I think we should all forget about what society expects us to do and just, you know, go do things.
Okay, bye. I'm going to do my thing. No more show.
And you said you have obligations. You have.
Yes,
you
do.
You have family.
I didn't ask for them. They were dumped on my shoulder. I need to deal with that. And I feel a little screwed by certain stuff that happened to me. How can I deal with something? Somebody dumps stuff on you and say, oops, it's your problem now. You cannot escape about certain things, but that's serious. I don't want to finish
this
show.
Well, what did you say, Lona, that what you've done, I mean, what you've accomplished as a musician and with a radio show and
yeah.
on and on.
Talk
your
to me,
great
please.
Daughter. I mean, those are the things that you followed and the path that you followed and you've lived, obviously. You've
I
lived
had no idea
life.
What I was doing. That was day-to-day struggle,
you're
honestly.
You're continuing to grow, yeah. lead a great life. So
maybe. That's yes and yes, but comes with so much pain, honestly, pain. I want to come from the happy approach to the life tomorrow, you know, like, oh, that's not the trouble, but then boom, you know, another yeah. bill.
Without without the pain, there wouldn't be any good song. Right?
Oh, yes, yes,
so
yes.
There's a purpose for the pain.
You're right. And we'll be listening to a lot of miners' notes on another show, live show, because Michael will be playing for us. Michael, how we can find you?
I also on Facebook, of course, I love a lot of stuff going on there. Michael J-O-S-T on Facebook. Then I have a website, guitarjost.com. It's J, like in Jim, O-S-T, guitarjost.com. And so and then all my music you can find either on iTunes or I prefer actually bandcamp.com. They take less from the artist, you know, they take only 15%. And also I'm very concerned about the sound quality. And you can download high-quality files from Bandcamp, which is much more true to the original, the way I produced it, than when you download it from iTunes, you know.
That's beautiful.
So, yeah.
All of links are on Accent On and Accent On TV at the Best of Poland and Europe. Everything will be, whole show is ready for downloads and listen for a million times, how many people times want to listen on LA Talk Radio, Stitchers, and also iTunes. Woohoo! Okay, and I think I will say bye-bye to everybody right now, and with the short version of Natasha Mira song. Natasha Mira is my daughter, and we... Some people didn't hear her voice, then only 30 seconds of it, because we need to say goodbye until next Monday.
Someone told me that one day I'd need to be brave, shelter my heart that I couldn't save. I've tried, but I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that runs through my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me? And in the end there's nothing left to say. Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh love me the way I am. The way I am.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.